Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We want to welcome you to AccessibleWorld.org to the Pat Price Tech Talk Training Room. The date is June 7th, 2010. And our speaker tonight is a member of the Tech Talk planning team. I want to thank the team members for jumping in here. And also, sometimes when we have speakers who we get, we say to a team member, could you wait? And they're just very cooperative. We have a great planning team. And our speaker tonight is Rick Harmon. And you always see Rick recording and helping out all over the place. But there was a call by the team that we've got to do more about podcasting, talk about it more. And I prevailed on Rick, and he's prepared a presentation. So it's my great privilege at this time to let you meet Rick Harmon.
A button, Alt plus T.
Hi, my name is Rick Harmon. Thank you for having me here tonight on Tech Talk. Tonight, I'll be talking about podcasting. I'll tell you what a podcast is. I'll tell you how you can listen to the podcast via various programs. And I'll also show you where you can get different podcasts from. During the presentation, I won't give a whole lot of links. What I'm basically going to do is provide a text document with this presentation that will give you all the links to the various things I'm going to talk about here on the recording tonight. And in that way, you won't have to listen through the recording over and over and over to get the links. You can just refer to the document along with the recording. And hopefully we can get that placed here on the Tech Talk archives along with this recording tonight. Okay. First, what is a podcast? Really, a podcast is nothing special. And basically, podcast is just a term that was given several years ago to those that were recording different things and putting them on iPods at the time, the Apple iPods, hence the name podcast. And basically, what a podcast is nothing more than an MP3 file, usually. There are some video podcasts out there as well, but most of the podcasts are audio in nature. And as I said, they're just MP3 files generally. And they're basically just put up on a website or a blog where you can download them either manually or via a podcast feed, which is just a special file that lists all the podcasts in it so that your podcatcher, which is a program that you can use to keep track of podcasts, download them to your computer and listen to them. Okay, now, what is a podcatcher? A podcatcher is basically a program on your computer or on a portable device, maybe an iPod or an iPod Touch or an iPad or an iPhone or whatever, that is capable of downloading these podcast feeds and allowing you to manage them on your computer or device and to listen to them and to store them in a lot of cases on your computer as well. And as I go through the recording tonight, I will also give you different sources where you can get some of these various podcasts at. I'll give you some links for blindness-related podcasts, and I'll give you some places that you can look to get just other general podcasts, you know, maybe on technology or this, that, or whatever that you may be interested in. There's just a treasure trove of different podcast feeds out there. And anything you're into, I can pretty much guarantee you that you'll find a podcast feed that will suit your needs. All right. And the first thing I'm going to do here on the computer is I'm going to talk about a couple of the more common podcatcher programs out there. And I'll show you basically how you can use them. The notes file that I talked about earlier will give you the addresses so you can download these programs and run them for yourselves. So I'm not going to do any installations here or anything just due to time restraints. But basically what I'm going to do now is I'm going to talk about a couple programs. One is called Accessible Podcatcher, and that's from Webby. Another one I'm going to talk about is Juice. And then I'm also going to show you how you can look at a feed just by using Internet Explorer. I believe it's 7 and higher. I'll show you here on Internet Explorer 8 how you can look at a feed. And I'll also show you System Access Mobile Network. They have a lot of feeds there too, and for you Saratech users out here tonight, this will be handy as well. Okay. All right.
Enter, leaving menus, start button. Podcatcher dialog, podcasts, colon, list box, ACB radio, main menu.
The first program I'm going to describe here tonight is Webby's Accessible Podcatcher. This is a very easy to use program. I suggest for those of you.
WebIE and Accessible Update Ready dialog. An update is ready for WebIE and the Accessible programs. Do you want to install it now? Yes button, Alt plus Y.
And we'll skip that.
Tab, no button, space, Podcatcher dialog.
Okay. As I was saying, for those of you that may not be real computer savvy and don't want to do anything super complicated, this is a perfect program for you. It was designed with total accessibility and ease of use in mind. It's quite a bit easier to use than Juice, and probably easier to use than Internet Explorer as well. I really haven't used Internet Explorer to manage feeds, just to look at them. So we have the program up right now, and basically you come into a list of various feeds. The program provides a certain number of them for you automatically.
ACB Radio main menu.
Such as ACB Radio main menu.
News Desk left Farron, The Guardian right Farron. Nova Science Now left Farron, PBS right Farron. Real Reviews dash Films Worth Watching. Newsweek. LibriVox Free Audiobooks. Sound Around, the international interactive audio magazine for blind and partially sighted. Action for Blind People podcast. DAB. Fox News Radio.
DAB is one I've added. Fox News Radio is one I've added. And I'll show you here real quick, once we get into this, how you can add feeds to it yourself.
Blind Geek Zone.
And there's my feed from my website.
ACB Blind Forum. Friday Morning Podcast. Holly and Darcy.
But basically here you have a list of feeds. And with the program, if you want to
home, ACB Radio main menu,
listen to any one of these feeds, you just simply select it and press enter.
Enter. Items colon list box. Getting podcast. Please wait. Items colon list box. Replay for Thursday 01 October 2009.
And now we get a list of available podcasts that we can listen to. We're in another area here on the program, and we can up and down arrow here.
Replay for Wednesday 30 September 2009. Replay for Tuesday 29 September 2009. Replay for Monday 28 September 2009.
Yeah, and you could just take one of these. You can either hit enter on it to play it, or
tab play button alt plus L.
You can tab here.
Tab left right slider 100%.
And you have various controls here to adjust a location and volume. I believe this one's volume.
Tab podcasts colon list box ACB radio main menu.
Okay, we're back to our list of feeds.
Tab items colon list box replay for Monday 28 September 2009.
So if I hit enter on this.
Enter pause button.
We are the American Council.
It'll start playing.
If you want to learn some more things about cooking,
tab, items,
or just
tab,
have a great
button,
time,
plus, tab,
and
forward
check
button,
out the
plus
Cooking
w.
in the Dark show Sundays,
tab, stop
2 to 3 UTC
tab, left, right, slider,
on ACB Radio Mainstream.
Do you have trouble distinguishing between a $20 and a $10 bill in dim light? Are you having difficulty reading the newspaper?
73%.
If you answer yes, then the American Council of the Blind can help you. We are blind and visually impaired people from every walk of life
74%
who work together to enhance our lives.
And this is the volume control.
Call 800-424-8666 or contact
59%.
Us online at www.acb.org. The American
52%,
Blind.
50%.
And I just wanted to bring that down a little bit so I can talk over it. But as I was tapping around, you heard various buttons.
1080.com.
Shift tab, stop button.
It was stop button.
Shift tab, forward button, alt
forward button.
Shift tab, back button, alt
back button. These allow you to go back and forth through the various feeds. If I do a back here,
space.
Or just have a great time, then check out the Cooking in
space.
The Home.
We are the American
it takes you backwards in this feed by a certain amount.
Cooking,
tab, forward button.
Same with forward.
Time.
Space.
Has scholarships available.
Space.
Curiosity for the details.
Space.
It allows you to move forward by a certain amount.
Tab, stop button. Tab, left, right, slider, 50%. Tab, left, right, slider, 2%.
And this slider here is basically another slider, how you can control where you're at in this particular podcast.
Tab, pause button.
This is ACB
and
Radio.
You have a pause button here. We're going to pause this
audio
right
service
now.
Of the
space, play button, alt plus L. Tab, forward button, tab, stop button.
So as you can see, the controls are very simple to use for the program. There's not much to it. If you listen to a podcast,
tab, left, right, slider, flip, tab, tab, podcasts, colon, list box, tab, items, colon, list box, replay for Monday, 28 September 2009.
And you decide you liked it, you want to save it, you can simply
menu bar, file F.
Up to the file menu.
Menu import, export, E, exit, F, save, control, plus S, S.
And you can save the file. Just give it a file name, tell it where you want to put it, and it'll download it to your computer for you. All right, let's say that maybe you're not interested in any of the feeds that comes with the program initially, and you've got something that you want to listen to that you've found on a website, and I'll show you here with WebIE, it's an accessible podcatcher, how to do that. So if we hit our Alt key,
menu replay for Sunday, 27 September 2009, menu bar, file F, podcast C.
We have various menus here. Here we have a files menu, we have a podcast menu,
items T.
We have an items menu.
Audio A.
An audio menu.
Video V.
Video menu. This can play video podcasts as well if you have partial sight.
Options O.
Various options here in the options menu.
Help H.
And I'm not going to really cover all these. The program's pretty self-explanatory.
System. File F. Podcast C.
Okay, if we want to add something, a podcast feed here to the program, we simply go to the podcast menu and arrow down into it.
Menu, podcasts menu, get new podcasts, control plus G, G. Download podcasts, left parent closes podcatcher, right parent, O. Add podcast, A.
We go down to here, which is where it says add podcast, and we hit enter.
Enter, menu bar, leaving menus, new podcast dialog, enter the web address or URL for the new podcast, colon, enter the web address or URL for the new podcast, colon, edit.
And what you would do here is you would paste a feed in, if you had one, or if you knew the feed, you could type it in. I know one here. I'm just going to type my particular feed in here.
www.blind-geek-0ne.zone/bgz_feed.xml.
Okay, and
tab OK button.
Tab to the OK button.
Space, new podcast dialog. Enter the name of the new podcast, colon. Enter the name of the new podcast, colon, edit.
Okay, and we'll call it Blind Geek Zone.
B-L-I-N-D space G-E-E-K space Z-O-N-E. Tab, OK button.
Go to OK.
Space, guest colon list box, Blind Geek Zone, guest colon list box, Blind Geek Zone.
And it will place it down at the end of your list.
Guest colon Blind Geek Zone.
And if I hit enter on it.
Enter, get in podcast, please wait. Items colon list box, get in podcast, please wait. BGZ039-HTCO zone, swapping screen readers.
And here you have a list of the feeds in this particular podcast. And these are my BGZ podcasts that some of you are probably familiar
BGZ
with.
BGZ038-HTCO Zone with Mobile Speak 4. BGZ037-Twitter version 4 Beta 3 and Accessible Online Monopoly.
Okay, and if you want to listen to one of these, like I said, just hit enter on it.
Enter. Pause button.
And it'll start up momentarily. Or at least it should.
Pause button. Tab, podcasts, colon, lip, shift, tab, pause button, space, play button, alt plus L, space, pause button.
Not sure why that is not coming up. It must be a problem with the website or something. But normally it will just start playing. I'm not sure why this one didn't. But as you can see, it's quite easy to use Accessible Podcatcher to listen to various podcasts and to save them and to add podcast feeds of your own to it. So next, we're going to move on to the Juice Podcatcher. It's a more sophisticated podcatcher than a lot of people like to use.
Juice-Podcast Receiver V2.2, List View, Not Selected 1 Year Daily Audio Bible Subscribed 0.0 feeds.feedburner.com/audiobible.
Okay, and now I have the Juice Podcatcher program loaded. It's a little more complicated to use than Accessible Podcatcher is, and I've also noticed that it's quite a bit more picky at times than Accessible Podcatcher is. I've had Juice before downloading a series of feeds, and it gets something in its mind and decides it just wants to start over or not download them. And just so you know, sometimes it's picky. Now, Juice will not come with any feeds already in it. You'll have to do all of that in order to use it. It's not like Accessible Podcatcher where it has anything in it. I have a few feeds here. Haven't used it in quite a while, but
1 year daily audio Bible subscribed 0.0 feeds. The Blind Geek Zone podcast subscribed 0.0 blind-geek-zone.net/bgz_feed.xml.
And you have a list here of your subscriptions. And I just have a couple here. And if you tab,
list view, not selected BGZ039 to download 50.9 HTTP://www.blind-geek-zone.net/audio/BGZ039.mp3. BGZ039 to download 50.9, BGZ038 to download 73.0 HTTP.
And it has them in the list here, and you notice it says to download. You have to tell Juice to go out and download these before you can listen to them. It doesn't actually stream them more or less in the way that Accessible Podcatcher does. You actually have to download all of these files to your computer first. And that's another thing I don't like about Juice. If you're following a lot of feeds and you're just wanting to listen, Accessible Podcatcher will allow you to just listen to them without physically downloading them to your computer. Juice, however, requires that all the feeds be downloaded in order to listen to them. So keep that in mind if you're going to want to listen to a lot of feeds. It can take up a considerable amount of hard disk space with Juice to do so. All right, just a couple of things here with Juice.
Menu bar, file F.
We have our menus here.
Edit E, view V, tools T, help H, tools T, Menu, tools, menu, check all F5, see.
If you want to check your feeds for updates, you go to the tools menu here, and you basically just press enter here on check updates. It'll go out and look for updates in the various feeds.
Catch dash up F6, see. Check selected, see.
If you just want to check the selected feed, you can just hit enter here, and it'll just check this one only, the top choice there.
Catch, check all F5.
Check all, checks all feeds.
Catch, checks, add a feed, .. control dash N, A.
And here we also have, if you want to add a feed, you just simply hit enter here.
Enter, menu bar, leaving menus, add a feed dialog, URL edit.
Now, I don't know if it'll let me add this again, but it's asking for the URL here, which is the address. You either paste it in if you've gotten it from a website, or you type it in.
www.dlind00-geek-zone.net.
Okay.
Tab, save button.
And go to save.
Space, list view, not selected, downloading episode info, ..
Okay, now it's looking out there at the address and...
No episodes found. No episodes found. 1 of 1. No episodes found. 1 of 1. Tab, list view, not selected, the Blind Geek Zone podcast, subscribe 0.0 blind-geek-zone.net, 1 year daily audio. The Blind Geek, feed ID 5 at http://www.blind-geek-zone.net, newly subscribed 0.0 blind-geek-zone.net. Feed ID 5 at http://wf5, feed ID 5 at http://www, not selected, tab January 1st-2010, tab January, tab, tab Janu, tab, shift tab, downloads tab.
Yeah, and sometimes this loses focus as well, and you have to use your JAWS cursor.
JAWS to PC, subscriptions tab. Left click, list view, feed ID 5 at http://www.blind-geek-zone.net, newly subscribed 0.0 blind-geek-zone.
And for whatever weird reason, this didn't add my feed here.
Name, header bar, state, header bar, MD, header PC. The Blind Geek Zone, feed ID 5 at http://www.blind-geek-zone. Message dialog, really delete http://y. Okay, but space, list view, not selected, 1 year daily audio by...
Let me try this again, just one more time.
Met edit view, V. Tools, T.
You know, things like this always happen during recordings.
Menu, tools, menu,
and
check all F5 unavailable, C.
When you're demonstrating something for people.
Catch, check, select, add a feed, dot, remove feed, can add a feed, dot, enter, menu bar, leaving menus, add a feed, dot, http. //www.blind-geek-zone.net/bgz_fed.xml.
I think that's the problem. Last time, I don't believe I typed in the entire address.
Tab, save button, space, list view, not selected, 1 year daily audio Bible, subscribed 33.9feeds.feedburner.com/dailyaudible. 1 year daily audio Bible, subscribed 33. The Blind Geek Zone podcast, subscribed 1 year. The Blind Geek Zone podcast, subscribed 32.0 blind-geek-zone.net/bgz_.
And I think since it was already added here, it didn't add it again. It's smart enough to know not to do that. Where accessible podcatcher will just let you do it more than once if you want.
Tab, list view, not selected, BGZ039, partially downloaded, 50.9 http://www.blind-geek-zone.
And so now it's downloading. Like I said, Juice isn't quite as easy to use as Accessible Podcatcher is, but it's not real hard to use. Like I said, the basic thing I don't like about it, the biggest thing is it's picky about feeds sometimes, and it has a bad tendency to forget what it's downloaded in a feed sometimes, and it'll start over and try to re-download the whole feed again, whether it needs to or not. So, but just giving you that information, just as words of warning, you know, a lot of people do use Juice and like it a lot. All right. I'm going to close this now. Okay, now I'm going to show you briefly how you can look at a feed using Internet Explorer.
Space.
Oops.
Space.
So all you do here is you just open up an address.
Control O, open dialog, type the internet address of a document and Internet Explorer http://www.bb-w-period-blind-eek-0eek-zoe-period-e/bsg-gs-b-g-g-slash-slash-g-g.
Sorry about that.
//b-g-z underline f-e-e-d period x-m-l. Enter address edit.
And wait for this to load.
Done 100%. Blank. Done 100%. Control F6, the Blind Geek Zone podcast, 20 headings and 87 links.
Okay. And the feed is now up here in Internet Explorer 8.
Blank. Visited link to Blind Geek Zone podcast. Blank. You are viewing a feed that contains frequently updated content. When you subscribe to a feed, it is added to the common feed list. Updated information.
Now, I haven't messed with actually subscribing to feeds here with IE. I'm just showing you this in case you're interested and you don't want to use the other programs. You can use IE to do this, and you can subscribe to podcasts this way, and they'll put them in a list that you can use here to go back and forth.
From the feed is automatically downloaded to your computer and can be viewed in Internet Explorer and other programs.
And again, I believe the feeds are all automatically downloaded here. So again, it may take up considerable amounts of space where WebIE doesn't.
Link learn more about feeds. Blank. Link graphic plus button link subscribe to this feed.
And here I guess you could subscribe here by selecting this link here.
Blank. Heading level 2 link DGZ039.
But you can also go down through here and you can look at it as well. It'll show the whole feed here. You just keep going down through it.
Monday, April 19th, 2010, 8 o'clock 00 p.m. Vertical bar Rick Harmon. Link graphic go to full article. HTC Ozone swapping screen readers.
And it basically will tell you the podcast name, the author, and a description.
Link graphic go to comments. Link comments. Link graphic open attached file link dgz039.mp3.
And then if you wanted to listen to it, you'd simply select this link and it would download it and open it on your computer.
Blank. Heading level 2 link BGZ038.
And these are all by heading, so you can get through them pretty quick.
BGZ037 heading level 2 link. BGZ036 heading level 2 link.
And you can just go down through here by heading to quickly find something you want. So this is another way that you can do it. It's easy enough to use. And again, like Juice, it'll download into your computer, so it won't just start streaming automatically like WebIE will. All right. What I will show you next is system access and using the SA Mobile network, or SAM. And I will show you how you can listen to some podcast feeds using that particular network and screen reader.
Entertainment guide. Please choose one of the following. 1. Link 128. 2. Link audiobook. 3. Link described video programming. 4. Link entertainment up. 5. Link history of rock and roll. 6. Link music sites. 7. Link podcasts.
Okay. Now I have system access up and running, and I'm in the system access mobile network, and I'm on the
7 link podcasts.
Podcasts here in the entertainment area. And I'm going to go into here now.
Podcasts. Please choose one of the following 18 links. 1. Zero Talk Podcast Archives. 2. Link Zero Talk Tech Chat Archives. 1. Link Zero Talk Podcast Archives.
And they already have a number of podcasts in here that you can get to. This is a good source to get started if you're using system access to get some podcast feeds to listen to. And they start with Serotalk itself, which is Serotech's podcast feed, where they talk about all kinds of different goodies, different tech things, and lots of other things of interest.
2. Link Zero Talk Tech Chat Archives. 3. Link ZeroTalk.com Blog and Show Notes. 4. Link 60 Minutes. 5. Link Archers. 6. Link Assistive Technology. 7. Link BBC Podcasts. 8. Link Cell Phone Junkie. 9. Link Cooking in the Dark.
Yeah, and you see we have a number of these. Let's just select Cooking in the Dark. And we'll wait for it to come up.
Cooking in the Dark. Please choose one of the following 181. Heading level 2. Link Cooking in the Dark Show 180. Link, listen. Join Dale and Cheryl for some baked beans, juicy Lucy's, and sweet corn.
And here you'll see a list of the podcasts for that particular feed. And basically this is just serves as feed and listening program all in one. You just select the one that you're interested in. It gives you a description here.
1 day, 20 hours, 20 minutes ago. 2, heading level 2, Link, Cooking in the Dark Show 179. Link, listen.
And if you want to listen to it.
Download or stream. Do you want to download or stream this media file? Download button.
And they give you the choice of whether you want to download or stream the podcast in the feed here. So if you just want to listen to it and not keep it, you can just
stream button.
Select stream. If you want to download it to the computer and listen to it later, then you would select download. And we're just going to stream.
SA Mobile Media Player.
Hello.
And they'll bring up their
Welcome
mobile player.
To Cooking in the Dark.
Pause resume button. Stop button. Previous button. Next button. Louder button. Softer button.
Cooking in the Dark is a presentation of Blind My Smart at
www.blindmysmart.com. Lowering the volume on this event.
At reset button. Pause resume button.
And they have a pretty simple player here that you can use. You can pause, resume,
stop button.
You can stop.
Previous button. Next button.
Previous and next.
Welcome to Cooking in the Dark.
Previous
this is Cheryl
button.
Cummings.
I believe this will take you to
the man who proves to us every week that you don't need sight to cook dinner tonight, Dale Campbell.
Okay, I thought maybe that would take you to the previous podcast in the feed, but I believe it's just for the presets.
All right.
I don't use this a whole lot,
Let's
so.
Let's make something
Next
happen
button.
Today,
Not
Cheryl.
As familiar with it as
really?
Some of the other programs out there.
Really?
It's going to
be
button.
Cool. Let me find
Softer
the button. Get these measuring spoons out. We're going to need all that today, y'all.
Yeah, okay.
You're going to need some flour today.
SA Mobile Network, Cooking in the Dark. Listen, join Dale and Cheryl for some cornbread, grilled chicken, and stir-fried vegetables. 15 days, 17 hours, 46.
And you can
9,
come back.
Cooking in the Dark. Link, 10, Link, Education. 11, Link, iPhone. 12, Link, Como 1000 News. 13, Link, Liberty Roundtable. 14, Link, Mac Podcasts. 15, Link, Mother of All Podcast Feeds.
Go in here and look real briefly and see what's in here.
Mother of all podcast feeds, please choose one of the following 100 links. Heading,
wow.
Heading will have to wait for another link. Listen. Huntington Beach RI baseball team hasn't played for a sift since 1994. Pretty nifty playoff run by this group of gladiators.
Not sure what's in here.
2 minutes ago. 2. Heading level 2. Link. Longtime Long Beach Parks director retires. Link. Listen. Long Beach Phil Hester, the longtime director of the Long Beach Department of Parks Recreation and Marine, has announced his retirement from the position. The Press Telegram has learned. Hester.
This must be a specific feed for somewhere.
15. Mother of all pod. 16. Link. Real estate and focus. 17. Link. Tech news. 18. Link. Travel. Link. Go back. Visited.
And there's quite a few different feeds in here.
18. Link. Travel.
And basically that's all there is to using the System Access mobile network to listen to some podcasts. It's very simple as well, just like the accessible podcatcher. There's nothing much to it. You can't add anything here, as far as I know. It's just, you know, it's just one source of you know, listening to some podcasts. Okay, and we'll close this down. All right. And next, what I will show you real briefly before I start talking about different places that you can get podcast feeds from, I'm going to show you using my iPod Touch how you can listen to some feeds there using an application from Saratech called iBlink Radio.
Page 202.
All right. I have my iPod Touch hooked up here to the system now, so you'll be able to hear it through the recording properly. And as I said, I'm going to show you an application that you can use to listen to podcasts as well here on the iPod Touch. As I said, it's called iBlink Radio, and it's by Saratech.
iBlink Radio. Double tap to open. iBlink Radio. Reading services.
Yeah, and this gives you various things that you can listen to, different reading services, radio stations in the community, and podcasts.
Community radio. Podcasts. Podcasts. iBlink Radio. Button. Podcasts.
Okay, we have to wait for this to load the page up, I believe.
Please choose one of the following 39 links. Sarotalk.com. Blog and podcast website. Link. A Taste of SamNet. Link. Blindness resources and audio for the newly disabled. Link. CSUN 2010 interviews. Link. Sarotalk podcast. Link.
And since we're using Sarotalk's player here, we'll choose one of their podcasts.
Sarotalk podcast. Link. 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 Link.
Okay, and I gotta let it load this little page up, so we'll give it a few seconds. Generally, it takes 20 to 30 seconds here to update the pages here on the iPod Touch.
Link. 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 Phone number. Phone number. Resources at Sarotalk.com. Link. Email at Sarotalk. Email address. Resources at phone number. +186 Sarotalk Podcast Archives. Go to website. Link. Please choose one of the following 42 links.
Okay, we're going down to this page.
Reviews. Roaster Oven and Radio. Mike Calvo Rants. And Mace. MLB for iPhone and Getting Started with Say and SamNet. Link. April 26, 2010 News and XP Mode for Windows 7. Link. 6 cents from Mike, Michael and Ricky. iTunes 9 and 12 News Say Voices. Link.
Okay, and let's just say I want to select one of these.
6 cents from Mike, Michael and Ricky. iTunes 9. Say Voices. Video. Toggles disability of video controls.
I'm happy to see you again. I'm happy because you are my friend.
Okay.
Tom, I haven't seen you for a long, long time. Skidawink, happy to see you again.
In 3, 2, 1, cue announcer.
Welcome to the Sarotalk Podcast.
And the podcast is up and running.
Welcome to the Sarotalk Podcast.
Track position, 26 seconds, adjustable, drone, selected, button.
www.sarotalk.com, a production of Saratech Corporation, creators of System Access, the System Access Global Network, and
the
page to go. Learn about new
previous,
technology,
button.
Cool software, useful website, education,
drone,
information,
selected, button.
User comments, and much more. And now, here's your host, Michael Locke.
Welcome to Sarotalk. Podcast number 39 for April 12, 2010.
This is just that easy.
I'm Ricky Inger.
And it's
done. Select iBlink Radio button. Email a link to this resource. Link. First shop. Music and radio website. Link. Social networking. What is it? And why? Music. Socializer and portable music and radio websites. Link. Music and radio website. Socializer and portable devices. Link. Socializer and portable devices. iBlink radio. Button. Music and radio websites. Link.
Oops.
Socializer and portable devices. Link. Access to HDTV and DBS. All. In. 3G's accessible iPhone. Salona captures 3G's accessible iPhone. iBlink radio. Button. iBlink radio. iBlink radio.
Just trying to go back to the previous page here.
Reading services. Community radio. Podcasts.
Yeah, I went back a little too far.
Podcasts. iBlink radio. Button. Podcasts. Podcasts. Heading level 1. Please choose one of the following 39 links. Serotonin. A tape. Blindness resources and audio. CSUN 2010 interview. Serotalk podcast. Link. Serotalk tech chat. Link. ACB Braille forum. Link. ACB main menu. Link. Accessible devices. Link. Accessible world tech talk archive. Link.
And there's accessible world. So if you wanted to listen to an archive.
Accessible world tech talk archive.
We can link. Open that up.
Accessible devices, link. Accessible World Tech Talk Archives, link. Accessible World Tech Talk Archives, link. Accessible World Tech Talk Archives. Accessible devices, link. Accessible World Tech Talk Archives, link.
Come on.
Accessible World Tech Talk Archives, link. Accessible World Tech Talk Archives, link.
Give it a second here, see why it's... not coming up.
Accessible World Tech Talk Archives. Link. Accessible devices. Link.
Interesting.
Accessible World Tech Talk Archives. Link. All things radio. Link. Alert. Add to favorites?
No.
Cancel. Button. Cancel. iBlink radio. Button. Podcasts. Accessible World. Heading level 1. Link. Image. Accessible world, heading level 1, link. Search, heading level 2, enter the terms you wish to search for. Search, button, accessible world event calendar, heading, view the month, world, USAET, 06, USACT, 0, US, 06, 06,
yeah, basically, 00, it did come up, I just had to wait for it to come up, I wasn't waiting long enough.
New Zealand, 0, UK, 0, Australia, 0, a world view of history, link.
This is the, this is the website itself.
Accessible, guide, healthy living, link. Let's read his, practice, radio, Robert Acosta, romance, literature, sports talk, the Pat Cry, United States Archive, cooking with Ken and Cindy, link, archives, heading level 2.
So we have to go down through here and find the archives.
Cooking with Ken and Cindy, link. Cooking with Ken and Cindy, link.
So I wanted to select cooking with Ken and Cindy.
Link. Link.
Wait for it to come up. The iPod is a little slow at loading pages. And sometimes you have to just be a little bit patient, as you saw there.
Heading level 2. Link. 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 Heading. Link. 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 Link.
Okay, it's still not updated. It would be nice if it announced when it was finished loading, but it doesn't necessarily do that.
Link. Link.
Okay, we'll give it a few more seconds here. I don't want to take too much more time. I want to get into my next part of our discussion tonight here pretty quickly, because we're using quite a bit of time.
Link. 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 Romance Literature Room, link.
Oops.
Sports Talk Room, the Pat Price Tech United Archives, heading level 2.
Come on.
Cooking with Ken and Cindy, link.
Give it another few seconds here.
Level Star, icon and Braille Plus, archive, Cooking with Ken and Cindy, link. Archives, heading level 2. Cooking with Ken and Cindy, link. Cooking with Ken and Cindy, link.
Try it again here, real quick.
Archives, heading level, Cooking with Ken and Cindy, link.
I think it's loading it. I think this is just a big page, and the way that they've got this feed, and the way that they chose to to show the whole website here, kind of slowing it down. But I guess they didn't have any other choice.
Accessible World Presence Cooking with Ken and Cindy.
There we go.
54, 47, minutes 100.30. Accessible World Presence Cooking with Ken and 54. Cooking with Ken and Cindy will present a special cooking program on barbecuing and grilling as we prepare for Memorial Day and the entire summer. We will be presenting some interesting guests to discuss outdoor cooking. Cooking with Ken and Cindy. Special programs. Read more. Link. Download audio file. Link. Cooking with Ken and Cindy. Download audio file. Link. Download audio file. Link. Video. Toggles visibility. Video controls.
The Accessible World Kitchen.
And there we go.
World.org. The date is Sunday, May 23rd, 2010. I think our hosts, Ken and Cindy,
this is the one that was just recorded here a week or so ago.
Turn the microphone over to Ken and Cindy.
Thanks, Bob, and good afternoon to everyone. We're certainly glad to be here with you once again.
Done.
As we have
selected. Button.
The,
done. Select by Blink Radio. Button.
Yeah, and that's all there is to it. So, you know, basically, however you want to do this, I was going to talk about doing this on the Mac with iTunes or on Windows with iTunes, but I'm just not that confident with iTunes yet to really give any kind of demonstration. But iTunes is capable as well of adding podcast feeds to it and playing them on the computer or actually downloading them into an iPod as well and listening to them there. What I showed you wasn't iTunes, but it was an actual application downloaded on to the iPod Touch itself from Saratech. And there are others out here as well to listen to other internet streams and things like that, but that's kind of getting out of the context of what we're talking about tonight. All right, next, what I'm going to talk about is I'm going to show you some places where you can get some links to get you started with podcast feeds if you want to listen to different things. And then after that, we'll get this wrapped up and let you guys ask some questions. All right. What I'm going to show you now is some ways to get some podcast feeds to listen to. And where I'm going to start is going to be my website, the Blind Geek Zone. And if you go there, www.blind-geek-zone.net, and then go into my links page, you can find a number of things there, one of which will be some various podcast feeds. And also down lower in the page, under utilities, you can also find the links to download the Accessible Podcatcher from WebIE. And you can find a link also to download Juice as well. And again, I will have those addresses directly in my notes, so you won't have to go here, but I'm just going to go here right now just to show you a few things.
Heading level 1 podcasts and podcasting colon.
Okay, we're on my links page, and we're in the heading level of podcasts.
Blank. Link the randomest podcast.
And I have various podcasts here by different people that you might want to look at and add to your feed.
A Valiant 8086. Talk at Blend. Link Blind Cool Tech. Blend. A Valiant 8086. Talking about anything from cars to trucks to phones to Anima LS. Blend. Link Blind Cool Tech. Is a great place to hear all kinds of things related to blindness and blind technology. You can also find sound seeing tours and many social podcasts of interest here too.
Blind Cool Tech is a huge podcast site with probably nearly 1,500 podcasts on it of various different things.
Blend. Visited Link Blind Podcasters.
If we go into this particular link here, the Blind Podcasters, this will give you another set of links above and beyond what I have here that will take you to various other blindness-related podcast feeds as well.
Is another good source for podcasts relating to blindness and technology as well as other blind interests. Blank. Link ACB Radio is an excellent source for lots of audio programming for the blind. Blank. Link Mary's podcast.
Let's see here.
Link DS2 Adventurers is a Link Malin Slice of Life podcast is a Link Accessible World is a great place for technical podcast. Link FeedBurner is the place where you can get your link. Welcome to Mary's homepage. Link DFS podcast is a monthly podcast from Freedom Scientific. This is Shane Jackson's Link Blind World podcast feed. Shane and his friends offer all kinds of podcasts here. Link Retro Radio is ran by Keith Heltzley. Here he has a OTR podcast that is worth checking out. Lots of old radio shows for heading level 1 audio programs and audio streaming colon.
Let's go back up here. I want to show you real quickly how you can...
Podcasts and podcasting colon heading level 1. Link the randomage pod. Link Blind Cool Tech is a great place to...
And I'm going to select Blind Cool Tech over these others only because I know quickly how to subscribe to it.
Enter. Blind Cool Tech Podcast. Home link. Home link. Link subscribe. One frame. 1176 headings and for link frequently asked. Link subscribe.
Okay. Now... Getting podcast feed links from web pages varies from website to website. What a podcast feed is it's basically what is called an XML file. And this is just a special file that has a bunch of information in it, how to download the podcasts for podcatchers. Now, on this particular page, Larry has a subscription link. Now, if I was to go in here, I would just bring up the XML file itself, and I don't want to do this. On this particular page, I just want to find
link subscribe.
The subscribe link, and I will right-click on it.
Right-click, subscribe link, context menu, open a new tab, open a new, save target as dot dot, print target, cut unavailable, C, copy unavailable, copy shortcut, T.
And I'll just simply say copy shortcut.
Enter, leaving menus, Blind Cool Tech Podcast dash Windows Internet Explorer, subscribe link.
Okay, and if I bring up...
Start menu, program A, ACBA, accessible and web IE submenu, enter, manual submenu, T, PDF reader, podcast dumb, podcatcher, T. Enter, leaving menus, start button, podcatcher dialog, podcasts, colon, list box, ACB radio main menu.
And I'm back into accessible podcatcher here.
Menu podcasts, C.
If I go to the podcasts menu.
Enter, menu, download podcast, add podcast, delete add podcast, A.
Do an add podcast.
Enter, menu bar, leaving menus, new podcast dialog, enter the web address you are.
Now, since I've copied the shortcut here, instead of typing it in, I'm going to paste it in.
Enter the web address or URL for the new podcast, colon, edit, http://www.blindcooltech.com/dct.xml. Tab, OK, but space, guest, colon, list box, ACB radio main menu, new podcast dialog, enter the name of the new podcast, colon, enter the name of the new podcast, colon, edit, Blind Cool Tech.
Okay, and there's the name of it.
Tab, OK button.
Go to OK.
Space, guest colon list box, Blind Cool Tech, guest colon list, Blind Cool Tech.
And I'm in my list here. It's placed at the bottom. If I hit enter on it.
Enter, items colon list box, getting podcast, please wait. Items colon list box ID mate summit dash 5/26/2010 Patrick Turnage gives a tutorial on how barcodes are us. Dish remote dash 5/18 iPod stereo mic dash 5 quick NLS dash 5/5
and then there's the list.
Antonio Guerrero's demo iPad overview part 2-4/30/2010
of podcasts for Blind Cool Tech. And that's all there is to it. Other pages may just simply have the feed address on the page, and you would simply copy and paste it using your copy and pasting features, and then taking that and coming back into your podcatcher of choice and pasting the link in, just like I did here. And like I said, it varies greatly between different websites on how they post their feeds. So you want to be aware of that. Most likely, you'll just simply either have the feed address shown and you can copy and paste it, or if it's a link like it was here with Blind Cool Tech, you simply find the link that, you know, it says subscribe or whatever to the feed and right-click on it and go down to copy shortcut. and then paste that into your podcatcher. And it's just that simple. All right. And there's one more that I wanted to show you. So let me go back here.
Alt tab, Blind Cool Tech Podcast dash with blank. Links, Blind Cool Tech visited link, Blind Cool visited link, Blind Podcasters is another good source, enter. Blind Podcasters, one heading and 56 links.
You know, I just want to take you to a site.
This page was last up to blank, link returned to blank, same page link returned to the top blank, link the podcast network, blank, link podcasting news, blank, visited link podcast alley.
I'm going to take you to another site that just has general podcasts in it. It's called Podcast Alley.
Enter, visited, podcastalley.com dash dash the place to find podcasts.
And again, this address will be in the notes.
RSS feeds, 4 frames and 78 links. Link graphic images slash podcast underline alley underline logo 2.
Now this website is considerably harder to use than some, so if you're not real good with internet browsing, this site may be a bit difficult for you, but it literally has thousands and thousands of podcasts in it.
FW-nonplayer-banner-frame, FW-link-o, vertical bar, link add a podcast, vertical bar, link podcast software, vertical bar, link podcast forum, vertical bar, link podcast, vertical bar, link alley blog, vertical bar, link about us, vertical bar, link login, pick a podcast, combo box, dash, pick a podcast, genre, colon, combo box, dash, 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 1 of 22. Space, pick a podcast, genre, colon, combo box, dash, 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 arts, business, comedy, education, environment, food and drink, games and hobbies.
And I'm just going to select a category here to narrow down our search a bit.
General, government and organizations, health, kids and family, music.
I don't know, let's just select music.
Enter. Podcast genres on podcastalley.com dash dash the place to find podcasts. Index link images slash pod fw dash not fw link home. No headings.
No headings?
Podcasts by genre.
Okay, I hit T here on Jaws for Tables and it'll take me down the page here a little closer to where we want to be.
Link arts. Left parent 2170 blank. Link business. Left parent 2861 right parent.
Can also select them here.
Link comedy. Left parent 4395 right parent. Blank. Link education. Left parent link environment. Left parent 170 right. Left parent 1179 right pair blank. Table end. Blank. Current section colon music. In this genre you will find non-Raya music releases, recorded radio stations, home mix music, band fan sites and more. Link 1. Link 2. Outside radio hours. Link 1. Punky radio. Link 2. Outside radio hours. Link 3. The Dave Ramsey Show. Link 4. Accio-PotterWizard.... Link 5. Irish and Celtic music p... Link 6. Off the beat dash and dash track r... Link 7. Third input productions... Link 8. MKI podcast. Link 9. Asirobits.com. Link 10. Hyperius TDAB player. Link 11. WBHM 90.3 public radio.
I don't know. Let's just select this one. I'm going to select this link.
Space 11. WBHM 90. Link 9. Asirobits.com. Link 10. Hyperius TDAB player. Visited link 11. NPR news and classical music. Visited link 11. WBHM 90.3 public radio.
And then it kind of expands this section here.
NPR news and classical music. Link subscribe. Vertical bar. Link subscribe.
And let me go into this and make sure. See, some of these are confusing. It says link to subscribe, and I can't remember if this actually, you've got to go into another page.
Enter. Subscribe to WBHM 90.3 public radio on podcastalley.com dash dash the place to find podcast. Blank. Virtual PC. Edit HTTP. Blank. How to listen to this pod. Blank. Edit HTTP. Blank. Please add the entire URL below to your podcast. Subscribe to WBHM 90.3 public radio.
Okay, and this one is different. And see, this is different than Blind Cool Tech. If you had clicked on the subscribe link there, you would have brought the XML file up. Here on Podcast Alley, where it says subscribe, you actually have to go into this page.
link graphic images slash podcast underline alley on FW dash non player dash FW link O vertical blink add a pod vertical bar link podcast vertical bar link podcast vertical blink podcast vertical bar link alley blog.
Go down past all the nonsense at the top.
Vertical bar, link about us, vertical bar, link login, pick a pod combo box dash 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 search for edit. Go link to link at link pod FW dash non blink podcast alley badges. FW dash non player dash banner frame. FW dash non player dash blank. Site statistics. Podcast comments colon 2 episodes colon 5,500,000 blank. Special offers. Link go daddy link pet meds coupons. No headings. Link East Bay Link Petco discount.
And this page really...
Podcast feed for colon WBHM 90.3 public radio.
There we go. You just got to maneuver around on it a bit and go down through it and get past all the junk at the top.
Please add the entire URL below to your podcast software colon blank. Edit http colon slash slash www.wbhm.org slash news slash syndicate.rdf. Blank. Edit http colon...
And basically, I'm just going to select this link.
HTTP colon slash slash W double.
Copy it.
Blank. How to listen to this podcast colon.
Okay, and let's see again.
Start met E7A ACB RA accessible and enter manual sub PPP podcast downloader P. Podcatcher P. Enter leaving menus. Start button. Podcatcher dialog. Podcasts colon list box. ACB radio. Menu bar. Podcasts. See. Met. Download. Pod. Add podcast. Enter. Menu bar. Leaving menus. New podcast dialog. Enter the web address. Enter the web address URL for the new podcast colon edit http colon slash slash www.wbhm.org slash tab. OK button space. Guests colon list enter the name of the new podcast colon edit WBHM local news feature tab OK button space mm-hmm. Guests colon list box WBHM local news features.
All right, and now this podcast is in our list.
Enter items colon enter list box it. Getting podcast please wait Magic City Marketplace dash the Birmingham Marketplace is connected by people who have the future of the Jefferson County Commission dash next Tuesday voters will John Archibald dash our weekly segment features the Birmingham news columnist John A.
And then there's the links. Or not the links, but the podcasts for the feed. So as you can see, it varies greatly website by website on how you get the feed address. And it's simply just too long to describe every single page here in this demonstration tonight. But if you're good at maneuvering through web pages, it shouldn't take you too much time to figure out. If you click on a link that says subscribe and you go down through it and you see all this gobbledygook, and if it says something about you're in an XML feed or whatever, just back out of it and copy the shortcut to the link instead, or copy the link to your podcatcher. In other cases, like you've just seen here, you actually have to go in and find it and paste it. So it varies greatly, like I said, website to website. Okay. And lastly, to wrap this up, there are some of you that might want to know how you would go about doing your own podcasts. And that's kind of out of the realm of this discussion tonight, but I do have a couple of files up on my website, Blind Geek Zone, in the audio section. If you search through there for creating your own podcasts, you'll find a file that talks about, in general, how you create podcasts. You need a computer or you need a digital recorder of some sort first to record your podcast, and then you need a way to edit it and get it onto the PC and, turn it into an MP3 file. And then you need to find, a way to upload that file to either something, like FeedBurner, which is a podcasting company online that'll host your podcast, or you do like I do, which I describe in my second part of the podcasting, where I show how you can create your own XML files from files on your website and just host it yourself, as I do. And, you know, other than that, you can do some Google searching about creating your own podcast. You get a wealth of info there. So, all right, I'm going to wrap this up now, and I thank you all for listening, and I will gladly take your questions now.
Although, see documents and shift tab.
Okay, Rick, thank you so much. And if you have questions, hit F8. If you have a microphone, write the word question and enter, and Ron will recognize you. If you don't have a mic, hit F8 and write out your question and enter. And as you can tell, when you hear Rick Harmon do a presentation, he's really big on applications, on actually showing us how to do it. And there are some presenters, I won't mention names, who will give you an overview. You know, some vendors who will say, well, let me give you an overview to make you want to buy it. But Rick takes you right into the guts of it, and you can see, you know, how things work. And he shows you when some things don't work, because he could have edited, you know, and everything's perfect, but it doesn't work that way. You have to be willing to experiment. You're not going to break anything. I had to learn that very early when I broke into the computer world with a crash. I'm not going to break anything, usually. Ron, let's see if we have any questions, please, of Rick.
Dave is the first person with a question.
Okay, Dave, let's see where you are here, because you're not coming through yet. Let's see if we can do this. One more time, we're not hearing you. Hold the talk key down, the control key, and it'll chirp and talk, and then let up to listen. Okay, Dave, I'm very sorry. You might want to write your question, please. Hit F8, write your question, and enter. Your name pops up right next to it, and Ron will read it. We'll be glad to read it because we're not hearing you. Okay, Ron, is there another question, please?
Scott Edwards is waiting with a question.
Yes, my question concerns when you were demonstrating the using the iPod Touch. I am presuming that you were using a Wi-Fi connection, and that is because that since the iPod is not a cell phone like the iPhone is, that you can only connect the internet that way. And if you the only way you could connect with your cell phone data plan is if you had a cell phone like the iPhone. Am I correct on that, or maybe you can explain how you were using this iPod to connect to the internet?
Okay, well, that's a great question. You are correct about the iPod only having Wi-Fi abilities. That's true. There are a couple things you can do if you have a cell phone and you have a way to make it create a Wi-Fi hotspot. You can actually tether your iPod to a cell phone if you have that ability. But, yeah, if you have the iPhone itself, then, yeah, you have a 3G capability, and you can go out to the internet in places that you don't have Wi-Fi. But, basically, yep, that's correct.
Okay, that really helps, Scott. Good question. Okay, do we have another question, Ron, please?
Dave wrote out his text question, and he says, since accessible podcatchers require Webby, does having Webby on your system ever conflict with regular users of Internet Explorer?
No, it doesn't. And actually, during the install, you can select various things that you don't want installed, and Webby's one of those that you don't absolutely have to install. But no, it won't interfere with Internet Explorer or Firefox if it's on the system.
Okay. Another question, Ron?
Tyler asks, are there podcatchers for the Braille sense?
Oh, wow, that's a great question, and I don't have a Braille sense, so I really can't answer that. I would hope there might be something in it to allow that, but maybe somebody else knows. Maybe Bob knows. I don't know.
Someone else is going to know because I don't. Tyler, sounds like a tech support question with GW Micro. I would guess that there's some way to bring down some podcasts with the Braille sense. But if anybody knows, please chime in.
I have a question. This is Carla Hayes. Actually, a couple of questions. First of all, my system kicked out when you were talking about not writing down the links and that there were going to be notes and how can one access those notes. My second question is, what's the difference between podcast feeds and going on the web and just picking up streaming audio from radio stations? I didn't quite follow that. Picking up streaming audio. And the third thing is another techie one. I don't know if you know, but the Braille Plus has a tuner in it, and it can pick up radio stations and various things. And I was wondering if there was a way that it could download radio reading services such that the Serotec could do, or if that's something that APH or ICON people would have to build into.
Well, let me say before Rick starts, if you want the text, we're going to archive it. But if you write me, I can send it to you. Carla, I'll try to remember. But if you write me, I will do it for sure. My email, for those who don't know, boacosta, A-C-O-S-T-A, at Pacbell, PACBELL.net. Boacosta at Pacbell.net. Write me and say the text, podcast text, please, and I'll shoot it up. We're going to archive, though. I've got it already to our web designer waiting for the this recording, and I'm sure he'll be able to do it. But if you want it now or whatever, and if I can, we'll get it up to you. Okay, let's see what Rick says about the other Braille Plus. If it's like ICON, does get podcasts. You can subscribe and bring them down. I've done that. But let's see what Rick has to say about these things.
Okay, I'll do my best to answer this question. I don't have a Braille Plus either. Unfortunately, I don't have all these good technical, these good Braille tech toys. The difference between a podcast feed and a internet radio stream is basically, the internet radio stream is just one stream that you can only listen to whatever they're broadcasting at that particular moment. A podcast feed is a special file that goes into a podcatching program and allows you to pick from multiple MP3 files that have been uploaded somewhere, and you can pick whichever one you want to play, and those aren't playing at the present time, unlike where the internet stream is playing whenever you click on the link. So I hope I explained that kind of okay. The Braille Plus, I do know it does do podcasts and what they call RSS feeds, podcast feeds. As far as the reading services would have to offer those feeds somehow in a link. You'd have to check with the reading services themselves. Somehow, Serotec did get some of the reading services, like from Kansas and from North Carolina and New York City, did get a few of those to allow them to be used on the one iBlink radio application that I demonstrated briefly on my presentation tonight. But as far as feeds, you'd have to check with those radio reading services themselves and see if they offer anything.
Okay, very good. All right, Ron, is there another question, please?
Please.
Yeah, Adam is the next person waiting.
Hi, Rick. Great presentation. I have two quick questions. Number one, can you get the accessible podcatcher on the iPhone? Where would you find it if you can? And number two, I'm a little confused on listening to a podcast versus subscribing to a podcast. Does subscribing mean you're actually going to get, constantly get them sent to a podcatcher? Or is that just another term for getting and listening to a podcast?
Okay, good questions. Number one, as far as the iPhone is concerned, you go through iTunes to get your podcast feeds from there. And like I said, I didn't demonstrate it because I'm not really that great with iTunes. But you use iTunes to put the feeds out onto the iPhone or the iPod Touch or the iPad or whatever. Question number two, the difference between listening to a podcast feed and subscribing to it. What happens is when you, and I guess I didn't really explain this, and I should have, thanks. When you subscribe to a podcast feed in something like Accessible Podcatcher or Juice, once you put the feed in there, every time you go into the feed, it goes out and looks to see if there are new podcasts for you to listen to. So, yes, it does push them onto your list every time you check. If there's something new, it'll show up there, and then you can listen to it. So, hopefully I answered that for you, okay?
Okay, thanks. So, basically, the subscription is not really like it's going to keep sending them to you like the email or whatever. It's just going to put them into the list and update the list.
Correct.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah, but every time you check it, it's going to go out and get some or make sure that it. On my icon, I go in there and it has RSS feeds and they're there. I mean, they just go out and get them, you know. And if I haven't messed with it for a long time, it might take icon an hour to go out and update everything because I haven't used it. But that's mixing you up here. I think listen to Rick there, Adam. You'll be okay. All right, next question, Ron. Do we have another one, please?
Rob Hansick is next.
Thank you, Ron. Okay, Rick, would you do us a great favor? I liked the web IE podcatcher. I tried Juice. I really couldn't use it. It just was too confusing to me. Can you give us the address for the web IE so we can get away? I can download that sometime in the not too distant future.
All links and addresses are provided in the notes file that I sent up to Bob, which will be archived along with the podcast. And like Bob said, if you want to write to him at BoAcosta@packbelt.net and ask him for it, he can send it to you that way as well. I didn't give any of those links out in the podcast because typically people end up wanting those and they have to listen to it over and over and over to try and get it. So I thought I'd give a text file this time to help people out.
And I'll tell you a secret, blindgeekzone.com, I think it is, has it. You go up there and mess around because he did it in the demo. And it was a way to download that, I believe. I think I'm correct. Let's see, Ron, if we have another question, please.
Joni Leonard is next.
Hi. Now, let's see if I can get this straight. If I want to get the podcast from Saratech, do I have to download System Access in order to use that?
Yes, as far as the one section that I demonstrated on the recording, yes, you would have to have access to System Access's mobile network, which is $129 a year. Saratech does have a feed where they have a lot of technical stuff and non-technical stuff, blindness-related podcasts on their website as well. It's Sarotalk. See, that's why I don't like to give these links out. It's in the notes. www.serotalk.com. That's their main podcast feed. It won't show you all the podcasts that I showed you from the System Access Mobile Network, but it will show you all of their particular podcasts.
Yeah, let me give a slight commercial. I'm pleased to say that Helping Hands for the Blind has asked Rick Harmon to kind of be our computer guru, and he should be paid for that, and we developed a trust fund, and he's been very good to us. And if you want to, you know, write to him or call him, write to him is better. RickHarmon@sbcglobal.net. RickHarmon@sbcglobal.net with a computer issue. And if he's got to get with you on the phone, he just logs those hours. And we're hoping we can get more money into the trust fund to help people. I don't think, you know, starting you at zero. You guys aren't at zero. You're computer proficient. But there may be a question or something or a small procedure that Rick has to show you to use, do give him a call, and we're here to help that way. So I thought I'd throw that in. Ron, do we have another question, please? Let's see. Ron, do we have a question?
Yes, Gary Wood is now waiting.
Thanks, Ron. You mentioned WebIE, and you say that that's not as resource-intensive or doesn't use as much of the resources as the other podcatchers. I was wondering how that is.
Well, if you mean resources as far as what I think you do, the main difference between Accessible Podcatcher and any of the other, or at least most of the other podcatchers out there, is that it doesn't automatically download the feeds into your computer. If you set Juice up, or like Bob was saying, on the Icon or the Braille Plus, things like that, and maybe even on the Braille Sense if it has it, I'm not sure. But typically, all of your feeds have to download into the device or the computer. So if you're following 10 or 12 different podcast feeds, and there's 30 or 40 files per feed, then in order to listen to them, those podcatchers have to download all of those files to your computer, and then you listen from there. The thing that's really different about Accessible Podcatcher and even System Access Mobile Network, and to some extent, like I showed you with the iPod, they just stream. As you request it, it just streams into the computer. It's not actually downloading. If you want to download it, you have the choice to do that with Accessible Podcatcher, but by default, it doesn't do that for you. So that's what I assume you're meaning by less resource intensive.
Well, I meant WebIE.
Yeah, WebIE is the Accessible Podcatcher that a blind guy, I gather, invented, and we thank him for that. And it streams down, you know, it's there. And Gary, when you meant resources, you may also have meant room on the computer. And Rick did say the Juice is more intensive. It takes up more room. And just be aware of it. He didn't say don't use it. I found Juice, of course, I'm not too good, but I found Juice rather confusing. The WebIE is much better for me. Ron, another question?
Okay, Bob Matthews is waiting with a question.
Okay, it's Bob in Ohio. Curious if there's a podcatcher that's popular for the PacMate Omni, and or do we have to download from our computer and dump them on the PacMate that way? Over.
Another excellent question, and another question about a Braille gadget that I don't own. I really don't know the answer to your question. I would hope, just like with the Braille Sense and the other Braille note-taking devices similar to the PacMate, I would hope it would have some kind of a what they call an RSS feed or podcasting podcatcher in the unit itself, but I don't absolutely know that for a fact.
Yeah, I hope you guys will subscribe to Tech Talk. At the bottom of the Accessible World page, there's a place to subscribe. If you have any trouble, write me, boacosta@pacbell.net, and we'll be happy to get you subscribed. And I will ask around. And somebody, that's what Tech Talk, the list is for. You put something up there, a good question like that, PacMate and the Braille Sense, you'll get the answer. But I know where to go to get the PacMate one, for sure. Bob, try to subscribe, and we'll get you an answer. I would imagine there is a way. I can't believe there wouldn't be. I bet there's a podcatcher or some way to get to them. Okay, another question, please.
Okay, I don't see anything else that hasn't already been answered.
All right, anybody final comment by anybody who especially hasn't spoken, but if you really have a pressing question, you know, you can do a repeater here.
Hi, it's Adam again. Real quick, I know you don't want to do it, but what's the address for the WebIE podcatcher?
Okay, and I'm going to tell you to go to blind-geek-zone.com, I think it is. Rick, it's correct me if I'm wrong, and it's there. Also, we'll send the text file, and we'll do it. Because if we start doing that, when we're going to be doing it. Let's see if Rick agrees with me that we'll just, you know, he put it on the text file. We'll get it to you.
Yeah, I don't. I don't have the address off the top of my head. That's why I didn't really want to give all these addresses out, and I just put them in a text file. If you go to the website, Bob's given it two different ways, and actually, both of those ways are correct. There's about four different addresses to Blind Geek Zone that'll get you there, but if you go to Blind Geek Zone, blind-geek-zone.net, or as Bob said, blind-geek-zone.com, go to the links page, and if you use your screen reader's heading, reading ability, go down to the bottom of the page where it has utilities. You can get a link there to the Web IE accessible podcatcher there, or like I said, it's going to be in the notes. All of these things I talked about tonight will be in the text file, so all you have to do is copy and paste the link, and you'll be good to go.
Yeah, they're very long. The reason we decided not to do it is they're very long. They're not simple. You know, when you paste, you got to get everything. Believe me, I've learned from doing the icon, Carla. If you have the Braille Plus, it's like the icon. Oh, boy, that can be tricky sometimes to get everything in there. Okay, well, Rick, on behalf of Accessible World, we want to thank you so very much. You're always there when we ask you, and we thank you very much. And this is a very meaningful and productive evening, and I've learned a lot about podcasting. I've heard the guys talk about it, but Rick brings it down to the bare essentials. He does it right in front of me, and that's what counts with me, because some of these guys, oh my gosh, they're just way ahead of me, and I don't understand what they're doing. So and then I would look at how to make a podcast again on blindgeekzone.net. Go up there and find out how to produce a podcast. You know, there are guys who do that. They have like SoundForge, you know, these big things. GoldWave, you can do it with different devices. And I'm not going to dare to get into explaining it, but there's so much out there to gather information. You know, if you want to know how to do something, you know, it's there somewhere. Google, obviously, works for you. So we thank you very much, Rick, on behalf of Accessible World. I want to say that next week we're going to have a voice recognition. Dean Martineau, who's going to talk about inexpensive software where you can sit and just talk to your computer. And I'm hearing Dragon, by the way, which isn't cheap, but it's there. I'm hearing commercials for Dragon on regular commercialing. I think it's great that it's doing that. Anyway, thanks a lot, and come back next week. And we hope to have a good presentation for you. It will be with Dean Martineau. He really puts a good recording together for you. It'll be recorded. Dean prefers to do that. Then he'll be around for questions. So, again, Rick, thank you so much.
Thanks, Rick and Bob. And I guess to clarify, I was talking about hard drive space and things like that, Rick. Yeah, I do have, Juice, and I have some of my podcasts in the that, and they can be overwhelming. I mean, there's so many podcasts, and sometimes I don't have time to listen to them all, I guess. But, yeah, I mean, that's true. They got so many.
And, Gary, on the icon, I don't know if this is true on the computer. I should, but haven't paid attention. The icon will leave them up for maybe 20 days, 30 days, whatever, and then they disappear. So if you want to hear something, and I don't have time either. That's what I've found. Sure, they're good ones. So I kind of pick and choose. I'll jump to Blind Geek Zone or Blind Cool Tech, pick something. I just heard Rick doing one that talked about remote for a dish, remote control for Dish Network. There's a young lady I'm dealing with who wants to get the SAP channels and doesn't know how to do it. And I bet that guy covers it. When he remote dish or remote control, I thought I heard. I'll check it out, and if it's good, I'll get it to her.
So much out there, it's amazing, you know, to try to catch up with everything. And glad we have some of that on Monday nights, but there's so much stuff out there that I never really would have thought I'd know about 10, 15 years ago.
That's very true. And Penny, you got your answer on music. Rick showed you there's tons of them, so... Yeah, guys do podcasts and do music, and I should have thought, too. I've had guys have gotten their keyboard, made a podcast, you know, and everything. So they do it. Whether they're copyrighted or not, I don't know. That I don't know.
The link I showed at the podcast alley is all non-copyrighted materials, or at least is supposed to be. So there's quite a bit there. I didn't really look at all of it, but it's supposed to all be safe.
Now, if any of you guys heard this tonight, but Apple, Steve Jobs presented this new iPhone has got a way to see the one you're talking to if you've got vision.
Wait, what does it do, Gary? Do that again. What is Apple then?
Well, they with their new iPhone, you can see who you're talking to.
Oh, my God, my wife won't like that in the morning. Oh, man. Well, we're blind, so, you know, people call. They're okay with me. But, oh, my.
Oh, yeah. That's not on the phone. That's not all the time on the phone itself. That's their chat application that's on there that has the ability to use. It has a front-facing camera on it. And, yeah, that's not whenever. It's just any time you answer the phone. But that's their chat application.
We have a lovely – Ron and I both have a mutual friend that we love dearly. And she in our old-time radio marathons, you could just hear – staggering to the mic. She's not a morning person, and she'll come up, I have coffee in my hand, I'm here, and we just laugh. We say, oh my goodness, you know, so I'm a morning guy. I'm good in the morning, but not a night owl. Anyway, guys, I'm going to take off. The dinner call is out there, I hope, and I thank you so much. A good audience, great questions. This will be archived. Again, if you want the text, write me a note, and we'll get it up. We'll get it sent. Also, we'll archive it, though. It will be archived because you need these URLs. Okay, take care now, and thank you again, and we'll see you next Monday. Hopefully, Joanne will be here with computer.
Okay, Bob, we'll see you later. Have a good evening, and have a good dinner. Talk to you later, all. Bye.
Have a good one.
If anyone, whoever is still out there wondering about the using the PacMate, getting a podcatcher for it, I don't know about that, but I do know that I've had some success downloading podcasts with the PacMate using the web browser, just finding the download link and then following the steps from there.